the peaceful Trobriands. The hypothesis of this study is that the destructiveness of civilization is the result of the repression of the natural emotions of the child and the building of moralistic behavior structures which gradually replaced the primary self-regulatory processes that nature has coded for the growth of all living. Violence and destruction that characterize human history have their roots not in a biological or genetic error, but in the failure of man to keep in touch with nature's wisdom. This is done in particular through perverting children to obedient robots who have repressed their feelings in order to survive and to be accepted. As examples to the contrary, I will discuss tribal cultures, the pre-patriarchal high cultures of antiquity, and some cultures that survived until today, as for example the Balinese culture, and where people are emotionally balanced, happy and productive, loyal and intelligent. I already mentioned the highly developed Minoan civilization with its natural focus on the senses and on beauty, free sexuality, and a matriarchal worldview which respected the female. This culture excelled with a very low crime rate, inexistence of slavery, a goddess cult, and low degree of violence. I also mentioned already above that crime rates in those cultures, if we take only the Balinese culture as an example, are extremely low. Violent crimes such as murder and rape or the rape and killing of children are as good as non-existing. Marriages are generally long-lasting and divorce rates are considerably lower than in modern industrial cultures. These native cultures are more matriarchal in character than our highly violent modern civilizations, which are predominantly patriarchal. History reveals that already the first highly developed cultures, such as ancient Sumer, Babylon, and the Maya and Inca civilizations, were belonging to the patriarchal system. With patriarchy began the oppression of women and children, and the reduction of sexuality towards certain acts that were allowed and certain others that were prohibited. With the increase of power for the patriarchal system, repression, denunciation, intolerance, and structural, political, collective, domestic, and intimate violence began to reign where before freedom, peace, and tolerance were blooming. An important factor within this process that keeps worsening until today is the repression of the child's natural emotions and sexual life. As early as in 1929, Bronislaw Malinowski, a renowned Polish-American anthropologist, published his report on the sexual life of the Trobriands, in which he draws the reader's attention particularly to the sexual life of children and adolescents. Malinowski found, not without surprise, a high sexual permissiveness toward children's free sexual play. More generally, he noted the total absence of a morality that condemns sexuality in children. Malinowski observed that children engage in free sexual play from early age through a peculiar social institution. In fact, Malinowski found Trobriands maintain special houses for children and the youth, where the children from age 3 spend their nights and where they gradually are initiated by older children in all forms of sexual play and later also coitus. Upon further inquiry, Malinowski learned that the relations children maintain in these houses are meant to be promiscuous. He was told that Trobriands think that children should live out their inborn sexual drive in promiscuity in order to be able, after puberty, to form steady and stable relationships with a partner for marriage. Notably, initiatory rites are absent with the Trobriands, since children are initiated from about 3 years onwards, generally by older children, in all forms of sexual play. Interestingly, the Trobriand culture thus differs from most other tribal cultures in that there is very little stress upon the importance of adolescence and adolescent rights for growing into adulthood. with the Tropreans that probably possess the phylogenetically more archaic social system compared to most other tribal societies, adolescence is reported to be smooth and gradual without any kind of revolt. The only marked difference of adolescence compared to childhood in Tropreon is, as Malinowski reported, that the naturally promiscuous childhood sexuality is gradually, during adolescence, replaced by stable and non-promiscuous love relations that seemingly prepare the young boys and girls for their later monogamous marriage. The most interesting finding for Malinowski was that in this culture, violence was as good as non-existing, and that there were no sexual dysfunctions. Tropreans were found to be almost ideal marriage partners, and divorce was statistically under 5%, and thus a rare exception. Violent crimes are virtually non-existent, and incest is tabooed and inhibited by social norms. In his book The Invasion of Compulsory Sex Morality, Wilhelm Reich extensively quoted from Malinowski's field studies and actually used them for corroborating his own sex economic theories. Other researchers found a similar social setup with the Murya tribe in South India, where children stay until their maturity in so-called gotuls, where they live their sexuality freely and in utter promiscuity, and where older children initiate younger ones progressively into sexual play. These researchers found that after a phase of total promiscuity, the children, from the moment of sexual maturity, begin to form strong, stable, and rather lasting bonds and partnerships, which are based not on a desire for sexual adventure, but on love and care. They further found that these first steady relationships form the basis for later marriages that regularly last lifelong.